I think that it is important to evaluate your ideas to make sure that your ideas are right. I do my best to try to evaluate my ideas all the time. And I do that by looking at other people's ideas, whether I agree with them or not. So if you take into consideration Betsy DeVos or Terry Branstad, the decisions that they've made as government officials and the decisions that some news entities speculate they will make, which is an important fucking distinction to make. Is the news speculating? If they are speculating, then you need to set aside your opinion of what you're being told, because it hasn't happened yet. The news speculating is not fucking news. It's not really even commentary. It's speculation and it's horse shit. You need to be able to spot that horse shit. But when you're looking at somebody like Terry Branstad doing something that you really disagree with, it's important to remember that he was at one time a baby and he had his diapers changed by a mother who loved him. Then, at some point in his life, he had children and he probably changed their poopy diapers and he probably loves them. And he probably gets together with his entire family a couple times a year and laughs and has a good time and doesn't think about work. It's important to understand that. I know it's easier to think that this guy is an evil fuck who just sits behind a desk trying to think about ways that he can fuck over people that agree with you. But that's not what he's fucking doing. It can't be what he's doing. Because some people out there, and you can find them, are happy with what he's doing. So that means there must be a rationale behind it. You may not agree with that rationale, but you are obligated, as an objector, you are obligated to find that rationale and understand it. That understanding does not mean agreeing. A lot of people seem to think that once you understand them, then you'll agree with them. And I've never expected that of anyone that I've been trying to get to understand something. I just need the person to understand what I'm telling them. I don't need them to fucking agree with me. And that's a problem that I think a lot of people have. If you just listen to the thing that I have to say, then you'll agree with me. And it's important that you agree with me. That is bullshit. It's one of the biggest loads of bullshit on social media. And by social media, I think we all mean Facebook. No one's talking about this shit on LinkedIn, Instagram, fucking whatever else some people use. When we're talking about social media, we're talking about Facebook. Let's stop lying to ourselves. We're all on Facebook. We're all getting our fucking news from Facebook, from a feed that we customized, and we are all blind to everything else because we are fucking retarded. By definition, we are retarded. You don't like that word? Go look it up. We are being retarded. We are hindering progress by selecting the news sources, the opinion speculating fucking sources that we agree with, so that we can say what we like, what makes us feel good. It feels good to say that Hillary is a piece of shit, that she's a liar and she's a generic politician and she's gonna fuck over the little guy. And we like to say that Trump is a piece of shit and he likes to tweet at 3 in the morning. That's not an opinion. He tweets at 3 in the morning and it's fucking bananas. But it makes us feel accepted to know that there are other people out there that agree with us. We found our fucking tribe. And in America, it's getting harder and harder to find your tribe. Because we're supposed to be all mixed together into this wonderful group of people that are all different but agree that it's okay to be different. But none of us agree that it's okay to be different. Even the really far left people whose whole mantra is supposed to be it's okay to be different don't like it when somebody doesn't like that somebody's different. But I got news for you, motherfucker. That is different. They have that right. I digress from my fucking point. It is important to evaluate all aspects of a subject that you think you have an opinion on. If you think you have an opinion about taxes, you don't want the government to take more taxes out of your pocket. Why? What do you think that money is going toward? What is it really going toward? Where did you get that information? Who is telling you where your money is going? Do you really think your money is going toward abortions? Are you really that fucking stupid? Are you that goddamn stupid that you think it's more important to close down a Planned Parenthood because they do some abortions and they get some of your tax money? That's more important than the fact that we are spending a fuckload of your tax money to send pallets of guns and money to other countries. One pallet of guns and money costs way more than a goddamn abortion, retard. Get your fucking shit together. Your priorities are not in line with what is rational and fucking reasonable. That, and the thing is, saying that the tax money that goes to what they call the defense budget or the drug war is more important than the money that goes to Planned Parenthood, that doesn't mean that I'm pro-abortion or pro-choice. It also, me saying that little fucking caveat or whatever, that little section of stuff that I just said, that doesn't mean that I'm like anti-abortion either. It doesn't matter what my opinion on abortion is because we're talking about how your tax money is spent. This bigger dollar amount is more important than this smaller dollar amount. If you've ever vacuumed a penny, shut the fuck up about Planned Parenthood.